about 8 minutes until 9 o'clock. We'll have JP's news coming up after his regular news at 9:05. But joining us this morning is Daniel C. Hafer. He is the American Legion National Commander. Commander, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, good morning.
Nation's largest veterans organization, the American Legion, and your Legion's mission to be the one to stop veteran suicide. It really is tragic what's going on with a lot of our veterans.
Absolutely. And again, thanks for having me, and especially for our listeners to engage in this. And the statistics are sad. And I think we do know some of that information, whether it's 17, 18, probably some are more familiar with the 22 veterans per day taking their lives. We can give reports that are even double that. The statistic that's alarming to me is 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. Do you know that is more than all the deaths combined from Korea all the way to the present? That is staggering. And that's why the American Legion is taking the forefront. We're taking that leadership and saying, hey, we need to address this. This is a crisis. We don't want our fellow brothers and sisters to take their lives or to feel hopeless or not wanted or that they just lost that reason to live. We want to say, join us. But more importantly, to show that this largest organization of fellow veterans, we care, and we're going to do something about it. And that's why we have embarked upon our training. We have embarked upon what we call the buddy checks. We have implemented those things where we're getting out and being proactive. I think communication is key to this. A lot of people, you know, and we all kind of are, you know, false of it ourselves. How many times have we picked up that phone of ours and wasted away some time just looking at a phone? I think communication one-on-one is very important, and we want to be a leader on that. We want to change lives and save lives.
Yeah, that's right. And Memorial Day is approaching too, and we don't want to be memorializing our veterans. We want to be celebrating them on Veterans Day, and we need more of them available to do that. So, and yet keep everybody armed services in mind as we approach Memorial Day.
Exactly. And that's a good point, because yeah, Veterans Day, let's celebrate. Memorial Day, let's remember, right? And yep. And that is to think of that sacrifice, because we know that freedom isn't free. It's not just a little cliche, but it's really true, isn't it? The sacrifice that our brothers and sisters have made so we could be free, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned the American Legion changing lives and saving lives. How do you go about saving those lives? Do you have hotlines? I mean, do you have community groups that you're meeting with? What are you doing in that regard?
Yeah, so what we're doing is, if there is a crisis, we're not trying to be, you know, like the major mental health expert here or the number one Legion counselor, but we do know this, 988, that is that suicide hotline. And when we dial one after that, that specific, really hones in on the veteran issue then. And so we want to make that number aware. And that's why also the importance of our buddy checks, making sure and saying, hey, are you okay? Being aware. It's so important just to be aware of the situation. Many signs out there. I have people tap me on the shoulder too and say, you know, Commander, what you talked about, that was me. And then they just open up and they say, you know, because of you and what you're doing, it saved my life. And man, that's talking about purpose and relevance. You saved my life. Yeah.
Hey, you're traveling overseas soon. What is your purpose of your trip?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that, you know, I kind of don't want to repeat myself, but purpose and relevance, going overseas is certainly not a vacation for me. But my main purpose of going in this time, it's going to be over in Europe, is to really visit our troops. And one thing that we're really embracing is the quality of life, to make sure that our military has the means to complete the mission. What we do is we have Congress's ear as well. Don't want to demonize or anything, but if there's an issue, we want to make it known. We want to correct it. And what better to have, you know, nearly 3 million family members within the American Legion come to Congress and say, hey, we have an issue. And also then to be able to attend Normandy, the ceremonies over there of what happened on D-Day, and bring that back to our family members here too. Still to this day, the thanks and gratitude that they have for America, it's amazing. Sure. It's amazing.
BeTheOne.org is the website where people can find out more how they can help, and what else might they find there? Can they, maybe there's signs that their veteran loved one is exhibiting that they could get some more information?
Absolutely. That is perfect. BeTheOne.org, that is the website. And there's all kinds of information that can be downloaded and other resources. And there's even training that anyone can partake in. And we want to be that resource. We want to get that message out as well.
American Legion National Commander Daniel C. Fafer joining us. This morning,
say
Commander,
that again,
thanks
now.
So much for coming in. We'll visit again sometime, okay?
You bet. Thank you for having me.
I can't talk to you right now.
The National Commander of the American Legion Post there, Daniel C. Hafer, here on Mornings with Todd on KWLM. Weatherology forecast next, and that's brought to you by Pioneer Heritage Insurance.
That's Pioneer Heritage Insurance.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.